U.S. President Barack Obama wants more funds to modernize the country's nuclear weapons. Obama wants nearly $7.9 billion to maintain America's nuclear deterrent. The increase in the proposed 2014 budget is $654 million compared to the previous year. The money will be used to modernize nuclear weapons, construct a uranium processing facility in the U.S. state of Tennessee, and sustain existing stockpiles. The U.S. and Russia have reached a treaty under which both sides should cut their nuclear warheads to over 1,500. By the year 2018, in 2009, Obama received the Nobel Peace Prize for the promotion of nuclear nonproliferation. For more on that story, I'm now joined by Director of Center for Middle East Studies, Mr. Hisham Jaber, who's joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, welcome to the program. Another hint of inconsistency from the U.S. in what it proposes for others and what it plans to do itself. Tell us more.
Yes, we see that there is a conflict between the Republican and President Obama about the budget, and especially the Pentagon budget. And to go more in details about the reform of nuclear weapons, and the Republican believes that Mr. Obama will reduce spending on the priorities for the American people, like education, like Social Security and Medicare, and to create jobs and many infrastructures. And now he's asking for that sum of money to reform the nuclear weapons. In reality, and according to the START, which has been signed between United States and Russia, they will reduce the number of warhead, as you said, to 1,500. Now America has more than 9,000 nuclear warhead, but those will be, needs reform, and which, according to that treaty, must be destroyed. And it will cost a lot of money. Now we are facing quality, quality instead of quantity. I think Obama asking this great sum from the Congress, and the Congress, the Republicans said that the Pentagon budget will cost every American $2 billion every day, based on 500 to 26 billion, per year. Anyway, I think it's a message sent by Obama to whom it may concern, that America, nuclear power in America will sustain and will remain the most effective, in the whole world. Even they will reduce the number of warhead, as we understand, to 1,500. But to reduce it, they need to reform and to modernize those warheads. It will cost a lot of money. Also, the destruction of the old warhead also needs a special budget, considered or estimated by billions. Also, the nuclear waste clean up, program, it's in the on the budget of Obama. This budget is the fifth budget of Obama, but the first budget in his second term. And I think even Obama, at the end of the day, they will find a solution to give him, as he said, it's a national request also for the prestige of the United States, and they must pay. But in my opinion, this conflict and this controversy will not erase, the feeling,
yes,
that the power, the military power, and especially the nuclear power, and in general the military power of the United States start to be decreased and reduced.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hisham Jaber, Director of Center for Middle East Studies, speaking to us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.